Karma is a Risky Take by Kathy Stevens. Karma is more than extremes, it is consequences. Where the karma being like what goes around comes around. More extremes is like you don't want to be served something that is too hot or too cold because the consequences would be bad for karma. Like burning your mouth if it is too hot or brain freeze if it is too cold. Another extreme to avoid is being too late or too early, when being right on time is a sign of good timing and good karma for you because good things happen with good timing. It is not to say that bad things will happen, but it is more helpful to be safe than sorry. The bad karma can come more into play when you are on time and you try to make someone else behind and need help to be on time, which can set them back in favors they owe or money. If anyone found out you played a part in it, then that could be bad karma for you, whereas if you help them and they learned of it, it could be good for you. Bad karma is like kicking or punching someone when they're down as if it couldn't happen to you when it could, because doing things like that, you attract bad karma. Like the famous gunfighter who hasn't been beat. One day, someone will come along and beat the heck out of that gunfighter to be the best. Which is the karma like live by the sword, die by the sword. If you stay away from the extremes, like you don't have to be that nice to where you hurt yourself, but you don't have to be that mean either, where you hurt them beyond what you would be able to bear yourself. The karma happens when you think you can find the time to do what you need to do, and you can't because people won't let you in or oblige you or find the time for you, as they remember how unappreciative you are that they found the time for you after what you did. You had the time, but you use it to make someone else mad or upset. Hope it was worth it, right? Well, it is not. The good thing is you can change your ways and start being a nice person and possibly have better karma. Beyond the instinct to act is wisdom. So if you take the time, think before you act, you might just make more of a wise decision and avoid being subject to an extreme, being too fast or being too slow. Good karma is a balance of personal responsibility at all times. So, to be avoiding unbearable consequences of what you do, you have to not do things to yourself or others that would attract bad consequences. People most likely will easily follow the golden rule of doing unto others what they would have done to them if it is something that is legal, permissible, or wanted, and that they can afford to do or do not do anything at all. Not asking for the golden rule to be difficult to follow, such as what you can do that does not hurt you or others either, is being reasonable. For instance, can you or your neighbor afford to replace the new air conditioner that was just delivered to their house that you went over and kicked because they reported you for setting off illegal fireworks the day before? No, you probably cannot, much less any ticket you got for setting them off under a court-ordered fireworks ban, much less any cause for environmental damage you caused. Where this applies is like, if you have empathy for others, that shows in your kindness and understanding of what they are going through. You should not attract bad karma from them as being someone who is owed a good turn someday, as they would be someone who supports you for the kindness you show them. For example, if you had empathy for your neighbor who you know does not like fireworks because they suffer from anxiety, then you would find a more acceptable place to set off fireworks. How much are you saved? Over $1,000? And your neighbor is a happy camper? That is much better karma than getting to play with fireworks.